On Fridays, our business report focuses on your money. Today, philanthropic weddings and betting on pigskin. This Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers play the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 40. It will be a huge day for Detroit, which hosts the game, and for Las Vegas, where Super Bowl Sunday has become the most profitable day of the year for most casinos. Joining me now is NPR's Mike Pesca. He's a reporter for NPR's Day to Day and hosts a podcast for us called On Gambling. Mike, good morning.
Hi.
How much is bet on Sunday's game?
In Nevada, which is the only place you could legally bet, it's close to, it approaches $100 million last year. It was $90 million the year before that, $81 million, so they may actually get to $100 million this year. Online, there's a lot of hype, and people who run their websites say that they take in more than they do. But most people say it's more than in Nevada. And if you want to talk about illegal betting, either innocent office pools or by the guys who'll break your legs, more than even those two.
So what kinds of wagers can you make?
Well, if you have particular insight as to whether the first punt will be more or less than 42.5 yards, you can bet that. If you think the first guy who scores a touchdown will have a uniform number higher than 49.5, you can bet that. And if for some bizarre reason you think the Steelers will score more points than the total score of the France-Scotland rugby match, sort of the Super Bowl of Franco-Scottish rugby, yes, you could bet on that. Those are called prop or proposition bets. They're exotic bets, or what maybe an expert would call sucker bets. But the main way to make a bet is to use something called the spread, a term of art in gambling. And all that does is it gives the underdog a few extra points to make it more sporting. In this case, the Steelers are favored over the Seahawks, so they're saying add 4 points to whatever the Seahawks get, and let's see who wins after that once the casinos take their 10% commission.
Who sets the point spread, Mike?
Yeah, when we talk about the spread, we say things like, they set it at 4. But in this case, it's actually a man. His name is Bob Scucci. He runs the sports book at the Stardust Casino. They're the first ones to put the spread up. And here's how Bob Scucci explained to me his job.
I have a good feeling of where people are going to place their bets, on which teams they're going to place their bets. When we set the line, we're not trying to predict the winner, and we're not trying to predict the final score. All we're trying to do is set a number that will make both sides attractive enough to wager.
So Scucci says it actually never works out perfectly. So this year he's up front that he and his casino are actually rooting for the Seahawks because the public, even with the spread, has bet more money on the Steelers. The Steelers are just that popular.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Welcome.
Mike Pesca covers gambling in a weekly podcast for NPR. It's easy to subscribe. In fact, there is a link on the NPR homepage at npr.org.